Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Hollywood Hustle Show. This is Freestyle Friday, as you know. Well, if you tuned in last week, you know. What do we do here? And by we, I'm referring to myself, my co-host, if he joins me today, or whoever the co-host is going to be on these random Fridays to dish about Hollywood, to dish about this week's news and pop culture, to dish about what is being said behind the scenes regarding the celebrity headlines this week. My friend posted, what did I share? You might hear my bird in the background, Molly. She's making a guest appearance. Molly Bird is on the show. But I posted, my friend is like, WTF. You know, you heard about the cop, Betty Shelby, found not guilty of shooting that unarmed black man in the streets. Why are we shocked, people? God bless my friend Myra. She's like, WTF, girlfriend, don't be shocked. You know, that's this is the day and age we live in. I think my co-host is here. Let's see. Freestyle Friday, Hollywood Hustle Show.
You know who it is. It's your boy Redbeard, co-host, Hollywood Hustle. What's good out there, y'all?
Yes, welcome, Redbeard. Thanks for joining us Friday. How are you enjoying this dreary weather that we are experiencing in Chicago today?
Well, it actually fits the mood. I'm actually glad you said that because right now I want to go into something. Rest in peace and prayers. Prayers to the family of Miss Lethal. Rest in peace, Miss Lethal. She was murdered on May 17th on 97th in Morgan. So right now this weather is doom and gloom. Everybody's feeling doom and gloom over that. Senseless violence here in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, really needs to stop. So prayers up to Go Boys family, my man's Ren. You know what I'm saying? She was an artist as well, but she's a promoter. She was a promoter for Go Boys Entertainment, female promoter, and a mother as well. So, you know, major prayers to their family right now because that was senseless. Sitting in her car, somebody pulled up on the side of it and just started shooting in the car. Senseless violence, nonsense like that, taking away people's family that had things going on for themselves and trying to make a difference for their family and others in the community, you know, and it's just a bad time right now. So, like I say, major, major prayers to Go Boys and the family of Miss Lethal. This weather is horrible, man. I hate it. It's May. Yeah. We supposed to have summer. It's supposed to be summertime right now, but we getting this.
Yes, peace, prayers, and blessings to the family of your friends that you just spoke of, your friends and colleagues. 646-668-8342 is the call-in number today. On the Hollywood Hustle Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. This is the fourth episode of my new podcast, okay? So what is the purpose here? My Hollywood Hustle is here to help content creators and their stars take their craft to the next level. I'm here every Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday shows are mostly geared towards providing career tips and advice. I invite a colleague on, an industry player on. My Wednesday show this past week, numbers-wise, did really well. Our guest was Lawrence Lee Wallace, who's a independent filmmaker making waves here in Chicago and, you know, elsewhere across the nation, I should say. And so every Wednesday we try to have a colleague on, an industry player from Hollywood who comes on, shares their hustle, offers tips and advice in their various career. And then Friday, we usually kind of recap the latest in pop culture news. We give you an opportunity to call in and discuss any pearl-clutching news that you want to dish about. If you have questions for your girl, Nye, as you know, I'm an entertainment reporter by day, screenwriter by night. 20-plus year career here in the film business. That includes my film school experience because day one in film school, a teacher, I believe it was Scott Marks. Shout out to Scott Marks. He's now a film reviewer up in San Francisco, I believe. I believe it was him who said the moment you sign up for film school, your career in the film business begins. And it was really true. I mean, although, you know, we did have class lessons, like that first semester, that first year, I was working on film projects, film productions, you know, and making money in many cases doing so, right? So that's what this show is all about. Of course, if you know someone who is hustling in Hollywood, making waves, who wants to, you know, we're all about supporting the arts here. If you know someone, even if that includes, right, even if that includes yourself, and you want to be a guest on the show, brand yourself, as long as whatever you're branding and promoting can also provide insight to our listeners, to the creatives out there listening, you can hit me up at nymcgee1@gmail.com, right? And of course, if you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio main page here, Blog Talk Radio / My Hollywood Hustle, all my social media contact information is on there, including my Instagram account. You can go there right now, Nye McGee. Just look me up, NYMAGEE, and check out my latest celebrity scoop, my latest celebrity interviews. I've spoken to, in case you missed it, Terry J. Vaughn. She shared her hustle with me this week. A write-up that I did for one of the publications that I work for, EUR Web. Speaking of which, I've been asked to interview a legend, three legends, okay? One of them may go through, two of them not so much. One, I've been asked to interview the legendary Herbie Hancock, fingers crossed that that happens as people reached out to me. Then I also got hit up to interview Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. They wanted to – there's Molly. Yes, Molly, Snoop Dogg. If you're listening and you hear the bird in the background, I think she was excited, too, about that news about Snoop and Martha Stewart. One of my other contacts, another publication I write for, reached out to me about going to visit Martha and Snoop on the set of their cooking show to interview them. But unfortunately, I'm out of town for work and I can't do it. But your girl is making waves here, okay? So check out my Instagram page to get caught up on the folks that I've spoken to lately about their hustle, including actor Alan Maldonado, who has released an app called Everybody Digital for short-form filmmakers. So you can follow the link in my Instagram blog, which will take you to my Facebook page and pull up, you know, the stories that I've done this week, coverage that I've written on all types of delicious celebrity news. A lot of the coverage I do for EUR Web. I write for Emmys.com. I've written for Inquisitor, a lot of random publications. And then, of course, here we are, Freestyle Friday, and we're going to talk about some things. Let me tell you something. Chris Cornell died. Okay, this has impacted me the same way Kurt Cobain's death impacted me. I almost wanted to shut myself away from the. Remember when Kurt Cobain died? You remember, I was a wreck. I was down in Florida, right? And of course, I was a teenager at this time. And yeah, so I was pretty torn up. I locked myself in the bathroom at some sort of Disney resort. At the hotel we were staying at, I was in band camp. We were on a band trip, and I was pretty messed up. I'm a rock and roll freak here. I was raised by two rock and roll hippies. You know what I'm saying? Music hippies. So I love rock. They're telling me my boy, Chris Cornell, committed suicide. Buying it. I mean, I don't know.
Damn, was it suicide?
Already. I mean, first it was, hey, Chris Cornell, lead singer, I'm dead on this floor. He was suicide, really?
What's wrong with all of your artists that you love when they get to a certain point in their life and they just got to kill themselves? What's really going on? It's a bigger picture here.
Well, I'm not sure that I buy in every case committing suicide. Are they troubled individuals, perhaps? Do they struggle with demons in terms of, and these demons have led to substance abuse in many ways? Absolutely. I have asked some friends, some colleagues, and behind the scenes, of course, what do they make of all this? My friend, when the media is already ruling someone, okay, literally, who's happening, okay, so and so is dead. And within, you know, 20 and the cause of this is always suspicious. Suspicious, okay? Never said. And so, some of the following TM news sites, you know, Cornell family members thinking why some of his band members by this. Like, yeah, we all know, and even Cornell himself stated many times, and you know, throughout his life, struggled with drug abuse, right? But man, to die? I'm being told technical problems are breaking up there. If you're listening, tell me this on air, you know, if you can't hear me, so. Can you hear me now? Are you hearing me?
Oh, yeah, I can tell you're getting a bad one.
Okay,
can
well,
you hear me?
Just let me know if I'm, yeah, I can hear you fine. If it's, just let me know if you're fine. Out there, if you hear me, reach out to Facebook Live, right? Anyway, yeah, so I'm not sure that I'm buying this whole suicide with Chris Cornell. And I mean, what do you guys think? Of course, if you're listening, if you can hear me, okay. Of course, the weather is bad here. I'm using, like, dialing in and hosting the show digitally through the computer. So if we lose the connection, you know, naturally I'll dial right back in. I'm not going to – we have 45 minutes together. 646-668-8342. You can call in and weigh in on this discussion. Do you believe Cornell killed himself? I'm not buying it. You know.
Now, not to change the subject or anything, but to get back on another purpose of this show, starting next week, I want to introduce the Indie 15, a hot little segment where I focus on nothing but indie music that's in rotation hot in the Midwest and across the board. Where if you got music, all the listeners out there, if you know somebody that's into the music scene, that's an indie artist and they got something hot, whether it's R&B, hip-hop, rock and roll, polka, salsa, country, it don't matter what kind of music it is. If they're indie artists and they're trying to get their single broken, played over a platform, reach out to me. You can email me, windycity438@yahoo.com, or check out my Instagram. I have something up about with more info later on today or probably by the end of the weekend, Sunday at the latest. And my Instagram is redbeard438. Again, that's redbeard438. The Indie 15, man, we're going to play hot music by indie artists, interviews, call-ins, take questions, whatever the case may be surrounding the indie field. We're going to promote, give you a platform to get everything that you need promoted on this show. So it's all about the hustle on the Hollywood Hustle. If you hustling, holla at us, man.
I know you got some empire scoop. I know you have some empire scoop, and not scoop, but you have some empire connections, and we don't need to go into detail.
And you know, I can't really give too many spoilers on the empire thing, but it's a lot that's getting ready to take place with Empire. And you might see your boy Redbeard on the show. Been on there several times already. It's a blast working with the cast. Shout out to Yaz. Shout out to Terrence. You know, those are some good guys, man. Taraji.
Okay, well,
yes.
Here's the thing. Your boy Yaz just dressed up as Taylor Swift for Lip Sync Battle on MTV. He put on a blonde wig, polka dot skirt, did his We Are Never Ever Going to Get Back Together routine. And it got me to thinking about Dave Chappelle's whole, you know, if black males want to excel or evolve in Hollywood, then at some point they got to put on a dress and act like a woman. And it seems that your boy Yaz, and we're talking about Yaz the Greatest here, he's the latest initiate. You know, if we believe in the whole Illuminati occult Hollywood, let's make the feminine black man very white-minded and very anti-black and very girly, according to Dave Chappelle, a.k.a. Oprah Show, circa how many years ago? I don't know. I'm just kind of surmising and reflecting and
this
reading in between the lines here.
Google it. Wow.
Google your boy.
Wow.
I think he was on there this week.
But
right?
I mean, you know, here's the thing with that. I mean, If you're comfortable with yourself, you know who you are, right? And then you got to take into consideration, Yaz is an actor outside of being a musician, okay? So his brand has to blow up. And in order for take a look at Young Thug. A lot of people say Young Thug is gay because why? He put on a dress and whatnot. But the man got like 10 kids. 10 kids. How is that gay? You know, and even if he was, what difference does it make? I'm just saying.
Well,
Let the man do his thing. Let the man do his thing. It's his career. It's his path. It's his choice down the path he chooses to go down. Everybody's not perfect. Everybody can't make, you know, the right decisions at the right time. You're going to have to make mistakes in order to learn. So if this is going to be a mistake in Yaz's book, he's going to have to be the one to deal with it, nobody else. So just let him do his thing. And I'm going to defend the man because I work with bro on the show. You know, and he a cool dude, man. I'm going to defend him. That's the homie, man. So he a thing, guys. Straight up.
Now, speaking of the show, they're telling me behind the scenes that Grace Geely, if I'm pronouncing her name right, and my boy Andre, what is his name,
yeah.
Trey Byers, aren't they married?
Yeah.
Off-screen, yeah. They're telling me off-screen that there's cracks in the marriage, that they're not getting along. Have you noticed any tension between the two on set? Can you spill some tea about that, or you haven't noticed
that?
Nah,
no tea because, you know, there's really no tea on the set because everybody is so close-knit. It's a family, man. Everybody works together very well. So personal business is not even noticed or even on the set. It's our business when you're there. when they get home, that's something that they deal with at home. We don't, you know, nah, no tea on that.
Okay, well,
there's
let me get
Diet
some. Some Diet Coke. No tea, just some Diet Coke. Well, that's what it sounds
right.
Some Diet Coke, honey, some Dr. Pepper. Now, let me tell the listeners something again. This is the fourth show of my new podcast. I'm working out all the kinks, and I'm trying to really figure out the best way to host the show. So, again, if you're experiencing any technical difficulties on your end, bear with me. Perhaps hosting the show via the computer is not the best way. If it sounds too choppy and digitally on your end, digitally chopped block on your end, because I can kind of hear it sometimes. So if the conversation is right, if the conversation goes out here and there, I think maybe it may just be happening live. So usually an hour after the broadcast, you can log back into the site, grab the link, and listen to the show. And it should sound fine. If not, going forward, we'll probably have a mic system set up. You know, this is real guerrilla style right now, just to get used to the flow and the format of the show. Right? Again, Hollywood Hustle.
And to reiterate that, you say they can go back and replay it, playing the link, and it's also going to be on iTunes, right?
And it's on iTunes. Yes, darling. Subscribe via iTunes. Let us know. 646-668-8342. You can even listen to the show. Just call in. You can listen to the show via call in. I might pick up to see if you got something to say and just put you right back in queue to listen if you don't. Paris Jackson and Macaulay Culkin.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell the listeners. That's another reason for you to spread the word about the Indie 15 starting next week. Get your music to me, because this show will be available on iTunes for iTunes listeners. That's a reason to get your music on there.
Now, listen, I'm just going to drop bits of tea throughout the show. Allegedly, okay? Now, before the tea serving begins, remember, this is allegedly. Yes, Molly, I'm warning everyone, Molly Bird. Again, if you're just tuning in, that's Molly Bird in the background giving her 2 cents. We have to use the word allegedly. Again, I'm an entertainment journalist. I tell you what I hear, darling. If I read some suspect stuff on the internet, I go to my friends and colleagues who I know have ties to this person, that person, X, Y, and Z, who can get the scoop, may be able to confirm and or share what's going on, right? So where was I here? Here's some tea. Now, I'm just going to drop the tea allegedly, and I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm just going to drop the tea and let y'all take with it as you will. Do with it as you will, listeners, with this tea that I serve, okay? Again, allegedly, David Miscavige, is that his name? The leader of the Church of Scientology, and your boy Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam are buddies, and they use each other's organizations to hide and channel and funnel money and propagate this and that and love and religion. But I didn't know this. Maybe you listeners knew this, allegedly. That's just a little bit of tea that I've learned recently from some colleagues, and apparently something scandalous. Apparently, if they're not careful, it's about to blow up. Some scandal is about to blow up. Darling, I don't want to say investigating, because I don't want to tip anyone off and have anyone coming after me. I'm not investigating, but I just hear bits and pieces of things. And as I hear bits and pieces of things, and if it's safe to report, I'll drop this tea. So surprising to me that Islam and Scientology allegedly are in bed together. But, you know, it's not...
That's not tea. That's coffee. You bringing some hot brew. What you call it in the morning? That joke. Woo.
That joke. That hot cup of joke. Google it. I'm not the first to talk about this. I read about it. Did ask some colleagues. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I shouldn't be altogether surprised, because religion on any level, and I'm not anti God or anything, you know, you could be spiritual. I'm spiritual. I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe all of us should work towards pleasing our maker, right? Sharing the good word and love. However, I do believe organized religion on any level, I don't care what you call it, is the biggest scam and moneymaker on the planet. You know what I'm saying? It's business. So if it's
big
true
bit.
About Scientology and Islam, it's business, right? It's business. But just notice where these people were, especially Scientology tends to pop up, you know, especially when there's a tragedy in black areas. You know what I'm saying? If there's a tornado, that a typhoon that rips through Haiti, here comes the Bibles. These people need food and water and shelter. No, here come the Christians and the Scientology folks with their Bibles and the gods, and you know, I guess that saves folks from typhoons. But that's just the tea. I said we're not going to drop on it. We're not going to dwell on it. I should say I'm just going to drop spill that little bit of tea and move right along. Okay,
along.
This is Freestyle Friday, tea spilling. The listener can take with from this what they will. This is allegedly, folks. I'm not stating any of this to be fact. Okay. T, did you know Macaulay Culkin allegedly is the godfather of Paris Jackson? Paris Jackson, of course, is Michael Jackson's daughter, right? Test tube daughter. Is she the test tube daughter? Or was she conceived in the womb? Nobody really knows. All we
Macaulay
do know is Michael
Culkin
made sure.
Probably that boy's daddy. Ain't no stepdaddy.
Well,
keep going with the tea. Keep going with the tea.
The tea,
you know,
is that Macaulay Culkin.
I hate that subject of this man's kids. Now, can I say something? What?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was a black man. How are these kids his in the first place?
Baby, let me tell you something. Let me tell you two things that I love. Michael Jackson said he is not going to have no black babies, and Michael Jackson made sure that a white man would be playing him, playing out his legacy in film and TV. You know, there's a couple of Michael Jackson films. No, baby, listen, no. And I mean baby like not, you know, in a romantic sense, like homie.
Right, right, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Listen,
right.
There's a lot of Michael Jackson freaking films coming out on the horizon right now. Film, TV, Finding Neverland, all this stuff. And it seems to be that most of the guys casted so far are white dudes. I saw somebody sent me the clip the other day talking about, yeah, this is Michael Jackson in the Michael Jackson film. And it was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white actor dancing with a white kid. I was like, ooh, Michael Jackson's legacy. You can't – 100 years from now, you probably won't be able to convince the mortals that Michael was a black man. His whole image will be just whiteified. And I think that's what he wanted. And he ensured that through
that
his
ain't
test
what Michael
children,
wanted.
Of
that
course
ain't what
it
Michael
is.
Wanted. Man,
he didn't have
that
no black
baby.
He went
me?
To Debbie Rowe. Wait. He went to Debbie Rowe to have them kids. He didn't go to Shanika Rowe, did he?
No, he didn't go to no damn Debbie Rowe. And excuse my French. He didn't go to Debbie Rowe. First of all, just because whatever his skin condition was, the so-called skin condition, whatever they claim that was, does not affect your sperm. Okay, your sperm is still that of a black man. Now, where are the traces of black in these kids? Where are the traces
saying,
of Michael Jackson in these kids?
Beard. Redbeard, you saying Redbeard that the kids ain't Michael's? They ain't nobody's
them
kids.
And then you gonna bring up Edgerton talking about Macaulay Culkin is not the godfather. He probably the father.
Man.
That's not even. That ain't even no. Michael, go back to what Michael Jackson looked like, and look at what's blanket.
Well, now that you think about it, Paris and Macaulay do look alike, don't they? Paris and Macaulay do kind of favor each other. Now, the tea is that Macaulay, let me just spill the tea right quick. The tea is that Macaulay, you know, everybody knows, it's no secret that Macaulay has battled drug addiction for years. But the tea, allegedly, is that he has a serious meth or crack addiction, and he doesn't want to share his needles alone. He's a lonely user. He's a lonely crackhead. And apparently he wants to turn Paris out. Allegedly, she has a drug addiction. I think she has spoken publicly about her addiction. But I don't think she has fully embraced the dark side of needle sharing. And apparently the tea is that he's trying to really fully initiate her into the dark side. That's the tea. I'm just leaving it. People, take it how you want it. We're not going to dwell on it. Allegedly. Allegedly. Hollywood Hustle Show.
Hollywood Hustle, man. Look, this is, hey, that's a touchy subject with me, man, because I'm a Michael Jackson fanatic, okay? But moving on, shout out to the DJs.
Well, another bit of tea for you, because this is, for like I said, Freestyle Friday, and people know, Tinseltown tea, that's the subject of the show, right? I know you like your boy Kanye. They're telling me allegedly dropping this tea. You know, people have been reading reports the past couple months that Kanye is in, what, studio sessions, recording new music, finding himself through music, through new tunes, and you know how Kanye is. He locks himself up in the studio and comes out with something great, right? Well, allegedly, the tea is these so-called recording sessions are actually rehab stays, and your homie's meds have been adjusted. I don't know, higher doses, you know, lower doses, but whatever the dosage is, he ain't ready to come out with no any new music.
Well, most people who get a good grade of drugs, they create great music. So if
so, we're expecting great things from Kanye when he comes out of his
crazy some more Yeezus type of material coming from the man. If he's getting doped up like that, they're like, hey, come on. Shout out to 420.
Okay. Now, listen, guys, we have 30 minutes left on the show. We're going to take a really quick break here on the Hollywood Hustle Show. I wanted to go through kind of like, as we're dropping the tea here on the show, I also wanted to like mix it up with what started out as being my top 10 list of things I wish black writers and black content creators would stop doing turned into my top list of things I wish writers and content creators would stop doing with black people. I'm a black woman. I'm a black writer. I have friends who are black writers and directors and producers of, you know, black, white, male, female, gay, straight. It doesn't matter. And they all tackle all sorts of characters. I had a friend recently tell me he was, you know, he worked on a comic book. And he's a white, gay male. And he went to pitch his comic book to several producers. And they all had a pro- now his comic book features a wide diverse diverse characters, you know, superheroes. There's the gay character, there's the black girl, you know, all an array. It's very inclusive, his piece. Well, he pitched it to some people, and apparently they, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood, they don't embrace the diversity, inclusivity, right? So I had to quote him when I say, and you might want to turn the volume down here at work because I'm gonna drop what many might consider an F word, but I'm only quoting my friend who was gay, so don't attack me, okay? He said he had to tell someone, listen, the faggot and the black girl stay, okay? Basically, the faggot and the black girl stay in the picture because they wanted to take out the gay character, the black character, you know? And so I wanted... And then it got me to thinking, when I was putting the show together, how when I watch TV, when I watch movies, what angers me, what frustrates me as a black human in America, as a black woman, right? And sometimes when I interview writers and directors, regardless of their race or, you know, sexuality or gender, I ask them that question. As a creator, what frustrates you? And they love that question. You know, what frustrates you when you're watching TV? What gets you going? What do you want to change about the business, you know? And they really enjoy that question. And so I want to kind of go through a couple of, as we're filling out the show here, go through a couple of things that annoy me that I wish content creators, especially the black ones, would put in a box, seal the box, put a fuse on the top of it, light the fuse, blow it up into a million pieces, and let the pieces blow in the wind, okay? The first one, buffoonery and coonery and servitude. Let me just drop it, you know? We don't have to dwell, people. Of course, if you want to join the conversation here, 646-668-8342, The Hollywood Hustle Show, that's what we're going to spend the next half of the show. We have about, what, 25 minutes left in the show, 20 minutes left in the show. Redbeard, we're going to take a quick break, right?
Now, the topic here is what writers need to stop doing, right? Am I right on that? What black writers need to stop doing as far as...
Yes.
Okay. Can I... Let me make a suggestion.
Please. Throw your suggestion out there.
please, black writers, and writers, period, not even just black writers. If you're going to make a movie, no, you know what? It is black writers. Black writers, stop focusing on the same thing that majority of the white writers focus on when it comes down to our community and the things that go on with black people, okay? Look at the movies that white writers make versus the ones we make. And I know, I'm pretty sure that there's some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's something that's probably hindering black writers from getting their, let's say, action movie on the big screen or their suspense drama, you know, those type of movies, man. Make those movies instead of all of the shucking and jiving movies like you just, you know, it's just enough of that. Let's broaden the horizon. Step out the box, please.
That's why I said, buffoonery, coonery, and servitude. Step out the box.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what made me think of it. As soon as you said that, that's what, like, because there's a lot of that going on. I mean, Kevin Hart, love bro. And you see he's starting to cross over into some more serious roles now. It's time for that. Everything doesn't have to be buffoonery and coonery. Come on. It's 2017. Work with us.
Listen, dear listeners. I realize there's an audience for all this. I realize there's an audience regardless of race. They want to see the buffoonery, the coonery, the servitude. They want to see black folks making fun of blackness. Apparently, the darker you are, the funnier it is to people. I'm not sure why. Of course, that could be a topic for another time. I realize there's an audience for this, and I realize that just because I don't want to see it doesn't mean that everyone else should not see it.
Right.
However,
right.
I get it, right? But I feel like, let me tell you something. When I interviewed Jimmy Iovine, and if you don't, the great music mogul, Dr. Dre's, you know, partner in crime, when I interviewed him a couple months ago about him and Dre's documentary that's coming up soon, the one thing he noted, and many people may not agree, he said that, of course, he noted what we all agree on is the influence that black culture has on non-black culture globally. We all recognize the powerful impact in hip-hop has had on non-black culture globally, right? We all know that non-black folks profit greatly off of hip-hop in black culture, okay? Jimmy Iovine noted this, plus the fact that while we might get the shaft in television and media representation right now, he believes that within the next 10 years, that's going to shift. Okay, he believes that, and he told me that you're going to start seeing more black writers and directors in terms of television, and especially actors. He believes that black creatives are about to take over and change the game. And I believe it too, especially noting the conversations that I've had with television producers and television writers. And I can't tell you the number of television producers, white males particularly, who have told me, they have shared with me the fears that they've had with how the digital market, how digital media is changing the game, how digital media is changing the way we receive our content, how we review and share our content. It's just like the music labels weren't prepared 20 years ago
for
digital music and MP3s, and they didn't think that that was going to affect the album sales, and lo and behold, it did, right? Digital music is how people access music now. And now I've spoken to so many TV moguls and TV players who have expressed their concerns about how they're going to change with the times, how they're going to change with digital media. And black content creators are a great advantage, right? Because your content, your voice, your perspective, believe it or not, is wanted, okay? And I know you said a few minutes ago that there are a lot of obstacles that black content creators have to face, and I get that. And I know that there are powerful players in the business who only want to produce and promote the shucking and jiving and the buffoonery because it makes money. But believe it or not,
right.
Because it makes money. That's the business of show. But you come with, and I keep using American, right, you come with a black version of American Beauty. You come, I mean, rattle off some of white folks, and I say white folks, films, that when I say produced by white folks, starring white folks, big budgeted Hollywood films that are targeted towards the masses. And who are the masses? White audiences,
right.
Of course. We all enjoy them too, you know. And now Hollywood is even starting to tell you, and producers and writers have told me this, the numbers are showing, times are changing. The more diverse your project is, the more money it's going to make. Okay,
uh-huh.
So basically, black folks, gone are the days where we have to revisit slavery, to sum it all up. We don't need to
right.
revisit the slavery narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you may
Oprah,
have, you know
please,
what I'm saying? We're done with it.
Please stop making these slave movies, over.
Steve McQueen, John Ridley, I'm talking to you two guys. 12
Lord,
years of slave, we get it. We're still slaves, all of us.
We get it.
I mean, I'm done with it. Another thing, let's just drop the tea. I know we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get there. We got 18 minutes. We're going to take a quick break, but I'm just going to drop it. I'm going to drop the tea and drop my list, okay? Another bit of tea, really quick before I continue my list. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, Taylor Swift, guys, come on. Who are they saying she's with now? I know the tea about Taylor Swift behind the scenes, what's going on. Exactly who. Her PR people have teamed her up with allegedly some guy, Joe Alwyn, Erwin. He sounds like he's a character right out of Lord of the Rings, okay? He's a struggling actor, or he is a D-list actor. No one's really heard of him, but apparently they're together. But the tea is whispering that he's gay, as is every guy that Taylor Swift is linked with, because she is allegedly the number one beard in Hollywood. Just the tea I'm dropping, allegedly. You don't have to take my word for it, people. Again, take from it as you will. Look it up, Google it, your girl Taylor Swift. It's all PR. Allegedly. Remember, we have to say allegedly on the Hollywood Hustle Show. I'm just telling you what these streets is whispering behind the scenes, baby. Let's take a quick break. But let me drop this other thing from my list. Really quick, black writers, black content creators. I know the goal in Hollywood is to push a very anti-black agenda. I realize the darker you are compared to a paper bag, for lack of a better word, you're not seen as human or worthy of love or worthy of being the hero. But to all my black content creators, I challenge you. Those who are struggling with racial fetishes and colorism issues, I challenge you to write empowering and worthy black female characters who aren't light-skinned or racially ambiguous or just black enough. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You watch these television shows and all the black female characters, specifically if it's a black created show, right? If it's a show created by a black content creator, whether it's, especially as a black male, for oddly enough, the black female characters are light skinned, racially ambiguous. It's like the dark skin, but it goes back to point number one: buffoonery, coonery, servitude, making fun of blackness. For some
right.
strange reason, the darker you are, you can't be taken seriously. Our struggles
right. no,
don't
no,
matter.
No, it's really
our
the
stories.
Darker you are, you only get like certain roles, like the thug, you know, the convict in jail. Whereas the lighter skinned, fairer guys, they can get the supporting role. You know, and it's crazy how they set that up. That's weird to me. You know, that's your field, though. You know.
I challenge black content creators to write a story where every positive, empowering, or even the protagonist is dark-skinned. Hell, if every black character in the story is dark-skinned, can you do it? Are you up for the challenge? Let's take a break.
Right.
Hollywood Hustle Show, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. I have others on my list, you know, and we're going to get to it. If you want to join
Man,
the
I
discussion.
I wish I had known you was making a list. I would have made me a list.
646-668-8342. Do you have something you want to add to the list? In honor of Chris Cornell and Soundgarden, let's see if we can play. Let's go back to what, 20 years ago when the magic happened. Spoon Man, Hollywood Hustle Show. Be right back. Hollywood Hustle Show. We are back. I am your host. Ooh, we didn't want to play that again. Nye McGee here, aka Nye Hollywood.
Yeah.
Your
boy, Redbeard.
Yeah, Redbeard. Welcome back. You know that Shy Town. We're from the Shy. And if you're from the Shy, we talk fast. You know what I'm saying? I talk fast and then I like get tongue tied. I stumble and trip over my own words. My apologies, dear listener. I sometimes forget I'm even hosting a show. I feel so natural at this. I feel like I'm just having a conversation, like you're sitting here at the table with me. Now, of course, if you're just joining us, Hopefully you're not, but if you're just joining us before we just took that quick break in honor of Chris Cornell, we're kind of going through, we're dropping the Hollywood tea. You missed some good tea, I think. What do you think, Redbeard? Did they miss some good tea if they're just tuning in?
Yeah, they definitely missed some good tea, man. No sugar, no lemon. Just raw, straight, extra strong green tea, man. You missed out.
So check it out.
The tea you drop, I guarantee you got people's metabolism just to working. You know, when you drink tea, it get the metabolism going, burning the fat cells. You drop some serious tea bombs today.
Green tea. Okay, so it's starting to rain out here. Hopefully we won't lose our internet connection. If we do, folks, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Hopefully, you know, we'll see you back here next Wednesday and Friday, the Hollywood Hustle Show. So as we're dropping the tea, I've also been listing some of my annoyances with the way black people are treated and represented in television and films. And it goes across the board. Black writers are guilty of this as well. It's not just white folks writing us as buffoons and coons. And yeah, I said the C word. But I want to, you know, I was thinking today myself as a writer, you know, I think in the future, if you don't know something about me, I like to write horror and science fiction and fantasy, and I want to see more people who look like me in that space, occupying the space in that narrative, you know, instead of taking us back to the slave plantation, instead of having us sitting on Massa's porch, crying and sipping lemonade, and woe is me, instead of, you know, having us in the hood and overusing the N-word in order to entertain
right.
other blacks and non-blacks, can we write with the future in mind? Can we put us in the future, people? Put us on another planet. Put us in another realm. Take us back to ancient times. You know, there are people. Let's get really real here. There are people, both black and white, black and non-black, all right, who really believe that slavery is the beginning and end of black history, especially black folks. They really have no clue that we have a history outside of our journey here in America as slaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, very few of our writers want to take us back to ancient Africa or ancient Egypt and explore the gods of the old world and the ancient world. And, you know, maybe tap into how ancient Africans, you know, were energized and empowered by the sun, the moon, the stars, and perhaps other beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is everything Massa and racism? And now they're go ahead, Redbeard.
Talk to the masses. Talk to the masses.
Now listen,
preach.
Jordan. Listen, this is what black people are entertained with now. According to my colleagues, these are direct sources, and obviously you can, you know, from my experience, interviewing writers and directors, and you can even read what's popular. Get Out was huge this year, it's a racial horror film, you know. What was before that we just had? The Dear White People, you know. Audiences now are wanting to explore racism. For some strange reason, the modern day mortal, the modern day human, just can't get enough of being their spirit just beat down with race and struggle. Like, we want to explore it in every possible way, through our relationships, through work, through job promotions, through friendships. Mike Epps took us to Meet the Blacks, where the white folks want to kill all the Negroes. Remember that? Now they're telling
that.
Me Jordan.
It was actually good, though, G. It was actually good.
Well, I enjoy it. Not only did I see it, I covered it for the press, and I pretty much sat down with Mike Epps. Not pretty much. I did sit down directly with Mike Epps and the director. And pretty much asked them, in so many words, why did you make this coonery, buffoonery film? And did you do it because this is the way to tap into? I basically asked them, is this the only way to that the black audience will appreciate a black comedy of this stature, is to make it very coonery and buffoonery? And I believe I did use that language. It was a year ago that I spoke to them. You'll have to find the write-up. Do a Google search on EUR Web or on my Facebook. I know it's posted there somewhere. But the point is, and now they're telling me Jordan Peele, the writer-director of Get Out, has inked a new deal, I believe, with Universal. And now he's going to do another horror story set in the Jim Crow era South, once again about Negroes being scared of Massa, because we love to be scared of Massa. And if Massa's racist, too, and if we can overcome racist Massa and it's horrifying and it's funny, then it's entertaining. Even saying it was exhaustive. You see how I did that deep sigh? It's like, wow, remember The Matrix? Remember how groundbreaking The Matrix was?
Right.
I mean, why aren't we on that level? You know what I'm saying? No more magical Negroes, people. This goes for black and white. I have a spoiler I want to share with you in the magical Negro department. We have 4 minutes left on the show. Now, if you haven't seen Passengers, you might want to tune out now, because major spoiler alert, a spoiler alert is happening now. Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence. I covered it last year. I was blessed enough, honored to cover it. The studio asked me to come out. I'm a huge fan of Jennifer Lawrence. I'll see anything that she's in. And Chris Pratt, love Chris Pratt. And science fiction, I love science fiction. So they're like, let's go see, you know, you want to cover Passengers. So there I am in L.A. covering the Passenger screening, talking to the cast, blah, blah, blah. Now, truth be told, the night before was the screening. I wasn't all that impressed with the film. It kind of left me feeling, eh. I was really turned off when Lawrence Fishburne appeared, because I forgot the brother was even in the film. I don't remember him in the credits. I don't even remember him in the trailer. But magical Negro, the most memorable magical Negro most recently for me will be Lawrence Fishburne in Passengers. Spoiler. So here we are. We have these two beautiful white characters, and they're traveling in space, ready to go colonize another part of the great vast universe. Well, Chris Pratt is lonely, so he sabotages Jennifer's pod so she can wake up, because she's so beautiful. He wants to spend out his days because his pod was malfunctioned somehow, and he doesn't want to grow old and alone on this spacecraft by himself. So he hacks into her pod, wakes her up, and they fall in love and have sex, and till she finds out what he did, gets mad, blah, 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 blah. In between all of that, the ship itself is Danger Will Robinson. It's at the risk of exploding, and the 50,000 or 100,000 people or so that's in hibernation on the pod may not reach their final destination. Oh, no, what do we do, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt? They don't know. They can't figure it out for half the film, running around, crying, mad, having sex, but at the same time, what do we do? Cue Lawrence Fishburne. All of a sudden, I mean, literally, it truly was the magical Negro moment of the freaking century. Here comes Lawrence Fishburne with no warning, you know, no slap on the ass as you know, as a tease or something. Here he comes. It's just right there, right? Dead, of course. The magical Negro has to die or is dying or plagued somehow. And I shouldn't say he comes out dead. I mean, he just walks out dying. You know, he's like, I hear Lawrence Fishburne, I'm here, I'm dying, but yet I'm here to save you. So there Lawrence Fishburne is for like 5 minutes in the movie to help Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt figure out how to save the day. Literally, that's what he does. Ah, and I just got the cue that we have 90 seconds left in the show. I just talk so much. But here he comes, helps the white folks save the day, and then he literally dies. White people, my white brothers and sisters who are content creators, I love you, because y'all give me some great stories between the Godfather and, you know, There Will Be Blood and Doctor Who. You take me a wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff. All the great adventures that my white brothers and sisters take us on. But can we please stop with the magical Negro? We have 60 seconds left in the show. Thanks for tuning in. Hollywood Hustle Show, Nye McGee. The gals probably, the system's probably going to cut us off. Redbeard, any parting
Redbeard,
words?
Redbeard on Instagram, Redbeard438. Hit me in my inbox, Facebook, Redbeard438 on any social media outlet. WindyCity438, that's my Yahoo account. Get at me. Hollywood Hustle.
We're going to pick up this list next Friday, possibly next Wednesday. I might have a guest. I think I do have a guest. Check my social media to find out who that is. Happy Friday.
And be ready for the Indy 15.
Stay safe this weekend, but save up your bail money just in case you are about that life. We leave you.
mind.